These factory workers are racing against time, trying to finish their day's work before the curfew starts so they don't lose their wages, as the virus threatens to wipe out their livelihoods once again.
I'm scared of the curfew. We eat as we earn. I'm a poor person and migrated from a village to make a living. I'm scared of coronavirus and the night curfew.
As COVID-19 cases rise sharply, several states have imposed night curfews and stricter testing rules for travelers. New Delhi, which has the highest number of Omicron cases in the country, has been put on yellow alert. Schools, gyms and cinemas have shut, with new restrictions on restaurants and public transport. The capital is preparing COVID-19 wards and ramping up oxygen supply as a third wave of infections is threatened. Despite that, markets have been crowded. The chief minister has implored everyone to follow COVID-19 protocol.
We don't want COVID-19 to spread yet again, and that is why we are repeatedly making appeals that if you go out or go to market or office, please wear a mask. We have to be responsible, but at the same time, don't be scared.
The government has also expanded its vaccination drive. Starting next month, over 15s will be eligible for a jab, while frontline workers and over 60s with health problems can receive booster shots. The government has approved two new jabs and an antiviral drug to treat COVID-19.
While India is showing some indication of renewed awareness and attention to respond to Omicron variant, there is attention on increasing vaccination coverage and point of entry testing. But as far as COVID appropriate behavior is concerned, there is a lot of room or space for improvement.
While infections and hospital cases remain lower than in other parts of the world, the government says restrictions will be increased if the infection rate continues to rise. While market traders like these fear financial losses, political rallies continue in states where elections are due early in the new year. That's provoking fears of a repeat of so-called super-spreader religious gatherings and election rallies. They went ahead in the summer despite the Delta variant infecting millions of Indians. Pavni Mittal, Al Jazeera, New Delhi.